My guest is principal conductor Guillermo Figueroa of the Santa Fe Symphony. They conclude their season with a Berlioz celebration. Two concerts coming up, Saturday 7 p.m., Sunday 4 p.m. at the Lenza. Guillermo, thanks for joining me
again. Oh, my pleasure, as always.
Berlioz, always a passion of yours, an amazing composer of the early Romantic era. We can touch a little bit on the Symphonie Fantastique, a work of obsession over love.
Yes, indeed.
He had seen Harriet Smithson, this actress. It was an English language play. He didn't even understand what she was saying, but he fell in love with her, and this piece came out of that obsession for her.
Yes, the popular anecdote is that he said that he will write his greatest symphony to impress her, and that she will be so impressed with me that she will marry me. And he, of course, did both. He wrote the great symphony, and he did end up marrying her, disastrously, as it turned out later. But although the symphony is always associated with his passion for Harriet Smithson, the actress, it is even more truly associated with his passion for Beethoven, because he had recently discovered Beethoven, and the revelation of Beethoven and Shakespeare both made such a profound impression on him that it really dictated the way his music became. You know how Shakespeare's plays have a combination of so many elements. They don't adhere to a strict formula. There's tragedy. All of a sudden somebody tells a joke in the midst of everything. All the genres are combined. Prose is combined with pentatonic verse and all of that stuff. So he saw the possibilities of that type of writing in music. And then he found that in Beethoven, the drama of Beethoven, bringing instrumental music to a dramatic plane, which up to then had only been confined to vocal music. So all of this comes together with his passion for Harriet, and he creates the Symphonie Fantastique, which to my mind is one of the most revolutionary pieces ever written. I've always said that there are three musical events in musical history that are the most important as far as far-reaching. One was the premiere of the Eroica Symphony of Beethoven, which changed everything that had to do with the symphony. Then it was the Fantastique of Berlioz, which brought music to a completely different realm. There was nothing like it ever. And the third would be the premiere of the Rite of Spring in the 20th century of Stravinsky. Those are works that completely change people's minds about what music could be like. And when you think that the Fantastique was written only 3 years after Beethoven has died, you hear it now and it sounds like it could have been written in the early 20th century, because it's so modern, so progressive. And composers were very much impressed by this, and it changed the course of music history.
There are two other pieces on the program. One, the Reverie and Caprice, which you'll play on your violin, and David Felberg, a concertmaster, will conduct.
Yes.
And then the Death of Cleopatra. Berlioz was also a composer who was not successful in his life with many of his pieces. His only opera, I think, broke his heart because it wasn't successful, but he made gold out of it. He got the Roman Carnival Overture out of it and the Reverie and Caprice.
Yes. Well, a little more background to that is that he had tried three times unsuccessfully to win the Prix de Rome, the Rome Prize, which would send young artists to Italy 2 years for study. And when he was given the text of Cleopatra, it's about her death, her last moments, and her suicide. And he, of course, saw this as an unbelievable text for great dramatic thing. The jury was expecting this very nice, soothing cantata, as they put it. You know, they loved Rossini. They were expecting Italianic cavatinas and a little recitatives. And he comes out with an unbelievably powerful, dramatic, like weird, moving music.
Well, Cleopatra takes the snake and commits suicide and drifts into death. That's what the aria is.
Exactly. And so Berlioz says, how can you possibly write soothing music to this? It doesn't make any sense. So, of course, the cantata made no impression at all on the jury, and he lost the competition, which he won the next year with another cantata, Herminia, which is very bland and very nothing. And he won that year with that cantata. But Cleopatra stands as the first great masterpiece of young Berlioz. He was barely 24 years old when he wrote this.
And never heard it performed during his lifetime, I don't think.
I don't think so. I'm not sure about that, but it sure has taken on a lot of life in later years. At last count, when I looked in YouTube, there must have been at least 12 or 13 recordings by the great mezzos of the world. So it's become very, very popular now.
And Rebecca Robinson performs it this weekend with the Santa Fe Symphony. Maestro Guillermo Figueroa plays the Reverie and Caprice and conducts the Symphonie Fantastique. The Santa Fe Symphony, Saturday 7 p.m. and Sunday 4 p.m. at the Lenzic. Tickets available at the Lenzic box office, 988-1234, the Symphony box office, 983-1414, or online, santafesymphony.org. Guillermo, sounds like a fantastic end to what's been a great season.
No, fantastique.